opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Welcome to another episode, of course, here at the Mike Radio Show here at DDB Radio at www.mikebroadcast.ddb.com. God is good, worthy to be praised. This is the day the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. God, we're so good. We're in the studio today. God is so good. I tell you, man, you got to always be flexible when it comes to McDuffie's schedule and what's on my life. And I realize that I'm called to do a lot of spontaneous things. And sometimes folks don't like spontaneous ministry. They want everything to be planned and proper. That's not what God has given me. And so, I'm sorry. It is what it is. And I make no apologies for the way God has raised me up in this time and in this season. I'm just glad and excited just to be alive. Amen. I want to talk about the matrix of Joshua. If you have your Bible, please go to a title and go to the Bible. Let's go to the book of Joshua. I want to go there real quick. Joshua chapter 1. As you know, we're in the middle of a big movement. I have a brunch that's coming up on January the 25th. My good friend, who I call a good friend, I guess, Mr. Kenny Bobian, who is the singer and the original artist of this style of the song, You Are My Friend. He'll be the soloist at my brunch on January the 25th at 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock at the Crossroads at 511 East 22nd Street. And I don't want you to miss what God is going to do in this hour. Matt Harns, God bless you. I'm asking people to help me out. Anyone that can go to the Cash App and, of course, purchase the ticket, whether you're coming or you can sponsor a ticket. It would really be appreciative, of course, at $PastorMichael7, or the PayPal address for PayPal is supermite@gmail.com. Each ticket that you sponsor, we're able to give it to a student or someone who wants to come. Sometimes business owners will show up if you give them a free ticket to show up, and at the concert or at the brunch, they can sow seed and give it to the ministry. And so I want to get into this whole thing called the Matrix of Joshua. And I'm telling you, I've been talking about this, and I'll continue to talk about this until the 25th of January. And if you notice I'm sweating a lot, it's because I'm on a high level of nutrients and pulse, and I got some things speeding my metabolism up because I'm after losing pounds. I went from 268 to 260, 8 pounds probably in the last 10 days, and God's continued to purge and wash. And you see me sweating a lot. It's okay. I'm getting rid of that dumb lap disease, the thing on the stomach, cutting down on calories. I eat in proportion my meat and my sweet things. I want to do is bring it all the way down. And God bless the Joshua Quinn Williams, praying for your complete miracle. Matt Hards, God bless you, man of God. Hulk Hawkins, Hulk, you know. And President Crystal, M318, Mighty Sons of God Church, KOM, Mighty Sons of God Church. Just thank you to Pastor Sharon. Thank you. Go to Joshua chapter 1. I want to get into this, and I want to teach and preach in such a way that you understand the true purpose of what does it mean of the term matrix, okay? Now, many of you were alive when the movie Matrix came out. Matrix came out in the late 80s or the early 90s. I think it's the early 90s, like maybe 1998, 1999, maybe. I think so. 97, 98, 99. And starring Keanu Reeves. And the second co-star was, of course, Lawrence Fishburne. And he starred as Morpheus. And they were in this, like, this ship that travels between two matrixes. The one that was the red pill, one was the blue pill. And the red pill is supposed to be in the world that Neo lived in, called Mr. Anderson. His name was Mr. Anderson in the red matrix. And then the blue matrix, his name was Neo, which means the chosen one. And he was trapped between two matrices or two worlds. The world matrix means mold, like you're molding something, you know, or it comes from the term matron or mother. All of us were in a matrix at one time, was inside my mama's womb. And as we were living off her fallopian tube, eating what she eats, drinking what she drinks, and even feeling the effect of the stress level that the mother was going through, the child felt that. All right, 1999. Thank you. Amen. My engineer is right on it, man. Thank God bless you, man. And the year 1999, the Matrix came out and made a truckload of money. Come to find out that those, the Wachowski brothers, actually took some of the script writing from a black lady. She sued and they had to give her like $1 billion. And so this script was probably written by a black female, and the Wachowski brothers supposedly, according to the court, took the script, but took some of it and used it for their movie, and they gave this lady over $1 billion. But here's the point I want to make. I took my church, and I say my, I don't mean ownership, but in terms of leadership and supervision, took our church out to see it, and this is when the movie theater was on Fairlawn, right in the corner of Broadway, and it was a movie theater out there. It's closed now, but we went, and I took a whole church to go see it, The Matrix. And that Matrix represent that Neo, Mr. Anderson, was trapped in the wrong world, and Pastor Morpheus and his team, or his disciple, had to go rescue him, bring him into the right matrix. There are two different matrices in the movie. One that's the fake matrix, and one that's the original matrix. Most folks are living in the fake matrix. They're tricked and deceived. And Neo is supposed to be the chosen one to go and get people out of the matrix and bring him into the right one. But there's always these demons or these devils called the agents. And he was taught when he came to the real world, when you see the agents, run like hell. Sound like church folk. Run from trouble. Run from controversy. Hello, sassy. Run, run, run. But when you train with the right matrix and the right thinking, you don't run like everybody else do. You're kind of fixated on what God called you to, and you're determined to walk out what God's given you. And many of you who are watching me now here, I might live or listen to me at www.mybroadcastddv.com. You're trapped between two matrix. You know the right one, but the one you want to decide to live in will be up to you. But God always says there is a type of world that is temporary. It is passing away, but there's a permanent world where it's the body of Christ living according to the faith levels and the characteristics and the values that belong to the kingdom of God. And not only should we be born again or sent from above, Brother Jose, glad to see you, man, M318, but you got to also be trained and equipped for that mindset. And Brother Morpheus was really the senior pastor, and he had the disciples, and then you had the Judas guy that actually turned them in. This is all biblical. They looked at the Bible and took the principles and put it into the movie and made billions of dollars. Church folks sit around inside a church building and be screaming and hollering about tithes and offerings, but we're not creating people from the pew that can create business plans and movies and songs and downloads to create billions for the kingdom, because we're limited in terms of finances. We're limited in terms of economic development, because you think money only comes through offerings. And so I'm here to destroy that thinking, and I'm here to really enlighten you to what does it mean to walk in Joshua's matrix. If you go to Joshua chapter 1, and let's pray and get into this. I want you to really get this, because this is going to help to let you understand where I'm at this season as a Pastor McDuffie and as a prophet to the kingdom of God. And I'm operating this year more so in my apostolic mantle. That means I'm setting up ministries to be spread out all over the world, and not just in Patterson, but in New Jersey, outside of New Jersey, and operating in my apostolic mantle for the first time, going to embrace it more so. And you're going to find more and more people calling me Apostle McDuffie, even though I'd rather keep the term Pastor Mike, because in our society, folks don't believe in apostles. They'll eat you alive. It's only 12 apostles. Just arguing over who's apostle, not apostle. I just say do the work and let folks just call it what it is, you know. But it's important to understand what you call to, because it helps you to function in it. It also helps people to embrace you, so they know the way that you think and how you should be received. Okay, what I want to do, I want to go to Jeffrey chapter 1. Let's pray. Lord God, we give you thanks and praise that you are the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're the Father of all glory, and you give unto us this spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, that my eyes were enlightened, that I know the hope of your calling, the glorious riches that are inside the saints, and that exceeding greatness of your power to us word, because Mike McDuffie believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you exerted in Christ when you raised him from the dead, far above all principalities and all powers and all mights and all dominions, not only in this world, but the world which is to come. Watch that. This world and the world which is to come. This world in the world which is to come. The word world comes from the Greek term cosmos, the arrangement of things. So there's a world that you're in, and the world which is to come, which is your body that fills all in all. That means when we really go out in the advanced kingdom, it's supposed to take up the space so we kick the devil out and establish God's kingdom, all in all, which is your body that fills up all in all. And Jesus Christ is the head. We make up the body. We are one in Jesus' name. Amen. Also, honor to Sassy Phillips, one of my spiritual daughters back over 27 years ago. Brother Jose, go to Joshua chapter 1. I'm going to talk about a matrix called Joshua. I'm going to also encourage many of you to watch the movie called The Matrix. As you know, on the 25th of January, I will be having our first Matrix of Might Learning Center brunch. We're serving some beautiful food, breakfast, and a little bit of dinner style food. Brother Malcolm is leading us, Pastor Marcus and Marketing Ministries and his staff, and Mighty Sons of God, Kay. We're all of us working together as one. No one's taking no big eyes, no little U's, working for a common goal, which is to raise funds and raise awareness for the Matrix of Might Learning Center. Part of my mantle as an apostle is to send forth ministry. And I think when you don't send forth ministry, you're violating your office as an apostle. Pastoral means to shepherd. Apostolic means to send forth leaders that will go into virgin territory and create new styles and new functionalities of ministry. And that's where my role is, apostolically and prophetically. In the book of Joshua, we come into a new type of people that understands that we're not interested in bread falling out the sky. We're not interested in taking handouts. We're not interested in doing it the way that Moses used to do it. We need to upgrade our brand, okay? We need to come into a situation, whereas I'm not interested in the model where Moses is the Superman. I'm not interested in Moses being the only one working miracles. I'm not interested in the people complaining. I'm not interested in maintaining. I'm not interested where there's no self-management. I'm not interested in postponing things to later. I'm not interested in giving folks chance after chance to get with it. I'm not in manna falling out the sky. But the Matrix of Joshua is interested in a super team. The Matrix of Joshua is interested in creating a team of miracle workers. I'm interested in less complaining and not maintaining, but expanding. I'm interested in demanding self-management. I'm interested in possessing the land and not postponing it. I'm interested in quick correction and not prolonged correction. I'm interested in no more manna out the sky, possess territory, getting new business opportunities, and grow your own wheat and grow your own food and open up your own companies. And anytime you plan to think like this, the matrix has to change. Blue pill, red pill. You know, the red pill is I'm going to stay in my past, talk about how things used to be. Blue pill says I'm going towards heaven. I want to occupy the authority of the kingdom right now. But anytime you plan to occupy the blue pill, Pastor Sharon, Brenda T., there have to be a change, all right? May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You got that right. And so earth is waiting for heaven to show up. But if many of us are trapped in the wrong matrix, trapped in the wrong world, we'll be like Mr. Anderson trapped at his desk. And the robots were coming, the agents were coming to destroy Mr. Anderson, because he was the chosen one to destroy them. And I'm thinking, how real that is, that you have one enemy calls the devil to rob, murder, steal, and destroy, and this spirit doesn't want you to find out what your wealth, and worth is. But once you find that Christ, which is the Lord and Savior, you find the right system and world to work in, then God can train you up for leadership style so you can be the person you're supposed to be. Now, I talked about the different matrices, the matrix of Moses versus the matrix of Joshua. And there's two different generations. You got the Moses generation, you got the Joshua generation, all right? Forget the Pepsi generation. I'm talking about the Moses or the Joshua generation. And the Moses generation produced super dynamic duo. And that's Moses and Moses, the apostle, and Aaron the prophet. And they performing miracles. They are performing it right before Pharaoh. And all the Jews who are slaves, they're on clapping. Oh, that's nice. Miracles by Moses, miracles by Aaron. Woo! And they're clapping, eating popcorn, watching God perform signs and miracles. No responsibility on the pew ministry because all the focus is up front. It's like we become professional cheerleaders, which I think we've produced that in our local churches where people come to get entertained on Sunday and everybody's clapping for the pastor and watch T.D. Jakes says, get ready, watch Juanita Bynum pull off sheets or watch McDuffie throw water at people. We become what I call caught up in the entertainment, and God is really after souls being saved and disciples made. When you're developing a what I call a Moses model, you raise up not by choice, but it seems by not training, people who automatically complain. And even if you don't complain with your mouth, your body actions show forth complaint. I've seen people don't complain with their mouth, but their actions and their slowness to move shows that they're complaining, but they do it in a witchcraft manner. And instead of you raising up a people that will obtain, we become a people that maintain. You know, I just come to my church on Sunday and go home. I don't care if our streets got high crime levels, there's high levels of unemployment, there's a big wealth gap between black and white families. I don't care about that. You know, streets are dirty, you know, because, you know, one day Christ will come and we'll be clean. No, I can't wait for Christ to come. Christ already came. He came to the Pentecost and poured out his spirit. I take that broom and that mop and get out there and clean the streets. You know, take over your community, turn neighborhoods into community. But if your mind is in the wrong matrix, if you don't have the right womb, you got the wrong mother, you'll suck off the chest milk of depression and oppression and woe is me. If you don't have the right meat, you'll chew on what used to be. Let's go back to the old days. Nah. If you don't have the right matrix, you have no self-management. But I get yourself up in the morning, eat the right foods, do what you got to do. Manage oneself, okay? If you don't have the right matrix, you're going to postpone what is available to you right now, but due to your training and your equipping and your developing, you don't have what it takes to step out of one world and move into another. Nothing is worse than lay in a hospital bed and you lay there for weeks at a time. You know, automatically your legs stop working. One of the things they don't like about long stays in hospitals is that people lay in bed, they start to lose the activity of the legs because the body seems to start saying to itself, well, since this is our world, you don't need me. And your body starts shutting down. That's why physical therapy is so important to people who are laid down in beds or sitting in chairs. Got to get up. You got to move. But if your world tells you that you're restricted, if your world says, you know, there's no strength in your ankles, there's no strength in your feet, and then you'll sit at the gate of beautiful and think that you can't walk, all right? And also, Moses' matrix had the folks one chance after another. They fall in the sin and get forgiven, fall in the sin and get forgiven. They never fully obeyed God, so they actually wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. And, of course, you got the manna that's falling out the sky, and people like welfare, they like give outs, but there is another people coming. They got a different mindset, Liz Black. They are determined not to produce another Superman, produce a super team. How do you turn your listeners into a super team, all right? How do we take a few people that perform miracles and get the whole church performing miracles? How do we lessen the complainers and increase producers? How do we get people to think of expansion and not marrying limitation? Where's your matrix? Where's your world? I'm telling you, the movie The Matrix is so important. Craig Rogers, yes, sir, cousin, way to represent. Appreciate all that you're doing for the community. God bless you, cuz. God bless you, Craig. God bless you. Liz Black is online. God bless you. How do you develop a person that thinks in terms of quick correction, who says, I'm not interested in bread coming out the sky. I need to take over territory and grow my own wheat, because it depends on the world that you live in. one of the most famous scenes in a movie called The Matrix. Hold on. It's the part where Pastor Morpheus says to him, red pill, blue pill, which one you want? Whatever one you choose, that will be the world you live in. I realize that there's some saved folk, Liz Black and Craig, that you can talk to till you're blue in the face, and they have made their decision to stay in a certain way of thinking. They're going to live and die and do what they want to do. And I think it's illegal. I think it's wrong to try to chase people down and force them to come to church services and read the word. Sometimes you got to close out a relationship and look to the other individuals who are hungry for your appearing. If you're trying to appear for someone and they're not giving you the honor that's due you, go and find somebody else. I think it's illegal for us to chase folks down for weeks and months and years when there's someone right next door, never heard the gospel of the kingdom, and really wants to hear from you. Ask God to give you direction and guidance this season to find the people that will celebrate you and not tolerate you, you know. And you have to understand, this is what God does this season. He begins to readjust and bring you into another world, another matrix, so that you can suck the milk off the right mother. When the Bible speaks about desire, the sincere milk of the Word of God, when you study the contextual setting, that term milk is not a glass of milk you drink out the refrigerator. That milk comes from breast milk. That means the mother that born again, that mother door you came through, that system should have the ability to feed you what you need to drink, what you need to eat, and the atmosphere you need to live in. And that will determine which world you live in. Are you living in the world of Mr. Anderson or the world of Neo, where Neo became a Superman that's supposed to lead the super team to overcome the enemy? And so we have to get out of this Superman model. Every time we come to church, we clap, and whatever that is, you are at the church, we clap for the preacher. And every year, every Sunday, he loves the claps. We love that. But the problem is the congregation is trapped in the wrong matrix. She doesn't think in terms of her own business. She doesn't think in terms of her own economic plan for her family. She's not trained in terms of wherever you live at, you should turn your neighborhood into a thriving kingdom community. Because our matrix says we're waiting for Jesus Christ to come, and nothing gets better until he returns. That means we're trapped in the wrong matrix. Change the pill. Change the pill. Find the kingdom pill and swallow it and step over it into another world. I'm trying to tell you, man, if you don't change the pill, you keep eating the same thing, drinking the same thing, you're around the same people, and you will die inside of your matrix. I didn't say you don't love the Lord. I'm not saying you're not going to heaven, but I will tell you this. There's more heaven to be advanced on the earth if you really understood the power of the matrix. Now, in Joshua chapter 1, I'm going to take a commercial break in 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 2:27. All right. In Joshua chapter 1, it says, after the death of Moses, verse 1, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses, my servant, is dead. And that's very important to understand that. Because when there's death, there's a closing out of one and there's a beginning of something else. And I believe in the physical world, there's some things that will never actualize until something dies. So the death of Isaac, the death of my mother-in-law, Brenda, the death of some people around me I thought would be around. There's a shift in the death of Tony Evans' wife. When there's a closing out of one matrix, there's a beginning of something else. And I don't think some things can come into the earth until there's a closing out of something else. So in order for Joshua's generation to come forward, Moses has to go. Now, I know that sounds very difficult for church folk, especially charismatics, word of faith, and full gospel, because we think we can name it and claim it, nab and grab it, and just manipulate God's plan. And sometimes God allows death to shift something to force you to find a different matrix. I was sitting in Dr. Miles Monroe's, Mario Miles Jr., his conference, I think it was last year, or it was earlier this year, and he said something during the conference I think was shocking to people. He said, if my father had not died, he said, I would not be doing this. He says, because my father made it easy for my sister and I. He said, I don't have to do nothing. He said, I would not be doing this if it was not for the death of my mother and father. And I know that shocked folks from the West, you know, from us, from America. Because we never think of that being a type of victory. He said the removal or the subtraction of his father and mom force him and his sister to come to the plate. And the show of strength, oh my God, just kind of shook me. Talking to Marion, of course, Cherish, I think that's the name of the daughter. And I was so moved, I had to hug the guy because I realized that before God can move some of y'all to a matrix, he's got to remove the other one. I got 1 minute, we'll take a break. So when I come back from the break, I'm going to go right into Joshua 1 and show you some of the things that God is trying to get Joshua to focus on so that he will raise up another type of generation that was different than his father in the ministry. We don't dishonor our fathers. We just don't let their pattern limit us. It becomes your, what I call your, it becomes the basement. But then it becomes the ceiling to the next generation. All right, that's famous words from Pastor Crystal Lab. Let's come back for a commercial break. You've been listening to www.mybroadcastddv.com.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for everyday heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night, feeling sluggish during your day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. If chronic pain is preventing you from leading a full and active lifestyle, then it's time to visit Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists. As a Blue-friendly service provider, Oasis understands that each person's situation is unique and that each person's healing plan needs to be customized for individual injuries and conditions. Featuring board-certified and fellowship-trained physicians, Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists will have you back on your feet and back in the game. Schedule your appointment today by visiting www.blueorthopedic.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offer for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit VisitBlue.com. VisitBlue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you are looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you found it. DDVRadio.com offers programs such as Between Two Blues, Balls, Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
All right. That's right. We're back. You're back to www.mybroadcastddv.com and also on Mike Live. And this is the day the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing and I'm glad in it. And I have on Mike Live right now Sister Liz Black from WBLS and WLIB and the WMCA and also syndicated. And that's right, Princess. She's best station ever. Liz Black, we see we can support too. God bless you, Princess. I got some people going to support our lunch, our brunch. Going to be some great food too. Brother Malcolm is serving and cooking, and Pastor Marcus and Mighty Sons of God Church and marketing staff, and I got M318 President Crystal and Yaya staff. It's going to be a great time, and if you can't make it out, you can buy a ticket and donate it. And Pastor Sharon already got her ticket. Minister DJ got her ticket. Sister Brenda got her ticket. Mashawn got her ticket. And I'm calling out people's names because I want people to understand it's time to move. Amen. I'm waiting for all my family members and people start purchasing tickets now. Don't wait till the last minute because spots are not guaranteed at the door. Tickets are $29.95. We guarantee you a seat to get in. But when we reach a certain spot, it's going to be, that's it. You know, it'll be standing room only, and I'm not going to go over the fire code. So don't wait until the last minute and then call in the McDonald's. I want a ticket. Don't wait till the 25th to order. Move now. Dollar sign, Pastor Michael 7. You want to use PayPal, supermite777 at gmail.com. If you live in the Passaic County area, Essex County, Bergen County, and want to use no electronic devices, you can inbox me, and I'll come pick up the ticket money. Just give me the address, and I'll come by, and I'll pick it up, okay, between today and tomorrow. All right, go to Joshua chapter 1. Let me show you something else. Joshua 1 verse 2 says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, unto the land that I am given to them, to the people of Israel, in every place that the sole of your feet will tread upon, which means to really raise, which means to level out. Tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses, from the wilderness in this Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, on the land of the Hittites, the great sea, toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. I like that. No man will be able to stand before you. Here are some things that are not mentioned in Pastor Joshua. The beast, the false prophet, the end of the world, you know, 3 years of prosperity, 3.5 years of devastation, and here comes this guy from Russia. Joshua is not given that. He's given an earthly assignment, which means to take these church people into the promised land, take up the space, take up the land, and establish the kingdom of God, advance it. Live your life into your old, and then pass the mantle off to your children. And I'm telling you, we just got a ticket purchase from Sister Liz Black. God bless you. And that's a $30 donation. And Liz Black, I hope you can pick someone from Agape Ministries who will come and represent you. And we'll be so great. If you trust somebody, let them know and pay for their ticket. I'm already going after Dr. James A. Kaikinoff and Miss Cass. Don't bother them. But there's some people at Agape that may want to come. By you sponsoring, that would be such a blessing. Thank you so much, Sister Liz Black. And I pray that the same passion you went right to the Cash App and ordered the ticket without debating and fighting. You just did it. I pray, may the Lord bless you with new viewership and increase your worth in the name of Jesus Christ. May God bless you and Brother Wick Black in the name of Jesus. So it says, and no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you, and I will not leave you nor forsake you, but I need you to be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land. Notice, you will cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. He said, only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. And he said something that the children of Israel under Moses' matrix did not actualize. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left. That simply means don't compromise the principles. Stick what I'm telling you. Do all that's required of the book of the law and you will be successful. Verse 8, he lists up a principle I think really deals with Joshua's style of ministry. The book of the law should not depart from your mouth, but you should meditate. Look at the word meditate, M-E-D-I. We get the term medicenter or medicine. You shall medicine or meditate on it day and night that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. One translation, be able to observe to do it, which I think is a better translation. And it says, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have great, or what I call right success. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Now, notice how Joshua's matrix or the ship he travels on, a fellowship, but the fellows in the ship. This was a generation born in the wilderness who had not been circumcised, and they don't have the same world that Pastor Moses had. Joshua has a new style. He was saying, listen, when I feed you spiritual milk, when I feed you this spiritual meat, when I put you in the right type of mindset, I'm producing a super team where this team produces miracles. There can be no complaining. We're going to expand. We're not going to live off of bread out the sky. We're going to grow our own wheat, our own productivity. We have our own radio stations. We're going to possess the land. We're going to make quick changes. We're going to grow and mature, and I need to make sure I'm giving you the right spiritual milk. I need to give you the right meat so we can transform women at the well and bring them to a place where they are well and make folks around them who are sick well. But if the matrix is off, if you don't have the right meat, the right milk, the M&M, the meat and the milk, you're not going to produce the right people. So God gives Joshua a principle that I think is missing in a lot of our urban churches, if not suburban churches, and that's the power of meditation. What goes on between your two ears after the service is over? What are the materials that you're reading? What are you listening to? I think what's going on in our generation, we got iPods. I guess this thing sticks in your ears, and it's almost like you shut the world off, and you listen to your music. You're able to meditate the things that's going into your ear gauge, your eye gauge, and your heart gauge. And this determines the type of matrix that you live, walk, and breathe in. When I look at some of the behavior patterns of young folks in the great city of Patterson, I can tell they're trapped in the wrong matrix. Every word is a curse word. They have no respect for authority. They don't believe in God. They say they're God. You know, every time they go to the music, all songs are full of profanity, sexual perversion. It's like no respect for seniors. There's no respect for what goes into the brain, what goes into the ears, what goes into the heart. And so that matrix is producing a people who are born with problems. They come out the womb with situations that their mother and father did not give them or gave them a spirit of perversion. If faith could be passed down, then so can curses. So when you get to Joshua chapter 1, he says, this book of the law should not leave your mouth. That means constantly talking about what Moses promised you. And this is what I call your daily confession. If you watch me, I teach and preach, I talk, I say the Lord's Prayer, I say the Ephesians Prayer all the time. It has become a part of my thinking. Listen to the word, think king. You can't become a king unless you think properly. If you think like a peasant, if you think like nothing's going to change till later, if you think everything I'm postponed until later, if you think possession, if you think I could become the next millionaire, I can become the next billionaire, I can sell $1 million in books, I can do these parties and these brunches every so often. See, when you start thinking like that, it will change the way you see your world. We've been tricked by error. We've been tricked by a spirit of religion, and we trapped in the wrong matrix like Mr. Anderson was until he became Neo. He became the chosen one. When you get to Joshua 1 verse 8, he says that you should meditate on it day and night. Meditate on what? What Moses, my servant, commanded thee. He gave him the Torah, the first five books of the Bible. He gave this, or whatever it was, but he gave him the law. And the problem was, the people that Moses was leading was in a matrix that Moses had created of, I go before God, I represent you guys, I'll be the Superman, I work the miracles. When I preach, you just say hallelujah. When I open the doors of the church, I come up and get saved. It's like we produce this model of all this dependency on one man. A lot of pastors get burnt out because you're working on a model of ministry that's not even biblical. You know, I'm getting worn out. Why are you worn out? Well, you're worn out from what? Because you shouldn't be preaching every Sunday. You shouldn't have to, unless in a certain time in the season until you get to the next step. You should be producing leaders. The focus is not Sunday morning. The focus is not Sunday morning. The focus is not Sunday morning. The focus is 7 days of the week. You got to send out a Liz Black. You got to send out a Princess. You have to send out a Jose. You got to send out a Pastor Shane. You got to send them out. The role of an apostle is to send folks out into virgin territory to take over land, take over property. Walk around your neighborhood, spy out the land. Church folks don't want to do nothing unless they praying. We think people who pray all day are spiritual. Sometimes folks pray and they're just lazy. Hello, LS. We're just lazy. Well, I'ma stay in church with all day and pray all night. Man, you gotta go and work a job and pay them bills. I've met folks who hung out in college campuses all their life. One degree after another degree. One degree after another degree. You got your master, you got your doctorate, you got all these student loans. You owe almost $250,000 back to the government. Haven't worked a job yet. Come on, man. How many degrees you need? Get out and do something. I told you, it's the matrix. It's what's in the mind. Who is training you? Who is equipping you? Who is establishing you? I'm going to tell you something. During this leap year 2020, you will never jump over a wall and leap over a wall in Psalms 18 unless you think you can. You'll never walk on water unless you think you can. If you think you can't, you won't. If you never get started, you'll never get there. The only time you lose is when you stop. And I saw folk who love the Lord, Pastor Sharon, and they just stopped. No longer come to church service. I'm not talking about my church. Or don't go to nobody's. Have no pastor. Sitting home. Not even logged in to church online to learn. You got to change. Hello, Sandra. You got to get that right matrix. I want to show you something. Because I know the times I said a whole lot. And it's 2:46. I want to show you something. Go to Joshua chapter 5. All right. And I want to show you something. And this is so deep. In Joshua chapter 5, I thought was so powerful. It says this. It says... Joshua chapter 6. Now, Jericho was shut up inside and outside because the people of Israel, none went out and none came in. And the Lord, now the Lord is the angel at the end of Joshua 5 who show up in the form of the Lord shows up in the form of an angel, which is called a theophany. An Old Testament visitation of Christ Jesus as an angel. And verse 2 says, and the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given Jericho into your land, into your hand, which means you can't have Jericho until you first see. And so seeing sometimes is different than just looking. Some of y'all look but don't see. If you look at the city, look at the crime, look how bad it is, look at the president, look at the governor, look at the school district, look. Some of y'all are just news reporters. You look at everything. But God is raising up people who can see. They see past the physical and they see to the supernatural. They see their healing. They see their deliverance. They see the networking skills. They see that January 25th is victorious and it's not a seat empty. Standing room only. Who's seeing with me? You see it. I see the DJ throwback guy using him. I see Kenny Bobby being filled with the spirit and saying, Pastor Duffy, wow, we got to continue to do some great work. I want to see this thing turn into something else, morph into something. I'm telling you, man, I'm not sitting around waiting for something to come to me. I'm going in with a different mindset. See, I'm giving you Jericho into your hand with this king and mighty men of valor or principalities and powers. And then in verse 3, and I want you to watch this because of the time. I got 2:55, I got 6 minutes. He says, I am going to right now give you your assignment. These are specific steps you need to take to reach your goals. Please stop making everything so spiritual and so gray. When God starts to deal with your thinking and your spirit, he'll begin to lay out a methodical plan for your ministry. God gave you a methodical plan for KOM, especially for my Jerusalem, which is my reestablishing of my home base. Patterson is my Jerusalem, all right? And in my Jerusalem, I did research on my city of Patterson, six wards, 140-some thousand people, according to the old census. The real number is probably close to 200,000. And there's six wards, and every ward seems to be a little bit different. I want to set up an outreach center on the KOM SOG covering. And the first one I'm setting up is, of course, the one that deals with fifth ward, which is called the Matrix of Might Learning Center near the Park Avenue area. And that's going to be a place where I'm going to have a place where it's like a library, music, but not really always loud, because we got residents that live above us. And I'm going to use that to infiltrate the 47 apartments above my head, okay? Some of y'all know what I'm talking about already. See not what, what it is, but it can be, become, or was meant to be. Oh my God. See not what it is, or what it can become, or was meant to be. Oh, great words, LS. Glory be to God. Chandra. So you gotta get your mindset. You gotta get to a point that whatever God gives into my eye gates, my ear gates, my heart gate, God is bringing me into this type of thinking. And he gives Joshua specific things he's supposed to do to take over this town, or this city called Jericho, or this, what I call township. Verse 3 of Joshua 5 says this, Joshua 6 rather, you shall march around the city, all the men of war going around the city once. Hello, Pastor Melina. And we're going to be at your church Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Pastor Melina, we're coming to celebrate her 70-year anniversary. Mighty Sons of God Church, please be in church tomorrow on Belmont Ave. I think it's 133 Belmont Ave. Pastor Melina, Grace of God Church, coming to celebrate my spiritual daughter at 11 o'clock. I need word to go out. 11 o'clock, our church tomorrow at 11 o'clock up at Pastor Melina's church, celebrating her 70-year anniversary. If Pastor Melina can post her address to her church, it'd be nice. We can read it. 11 o'clock tomorrow, I ask you to come out and to support. Now, come on. And let's bring a seed faith gift to pour into Pastor Melina Eason. You shall march around the city, all the men of war going around the city once. Thus shall you do for 6 days. Now, notice the specific. Now, I want to stop there because of the time. I got to be done at 2:55. I got 4 minutes. Notice how Joshua is given specific marching orders to give to his squad or give to his ministry. Whenever you start going into meditative principles and you start thinking about what the servant Moses gave you as the law, your mind begins to expand and God will begin to give you different things to do to advance the call or the assignment that's on your life. And all churches don't have this same assignment. And I'm telling you, man, I remember Pastor Cass talked about this. It's so right. We think we all got the same. We don't have all the same assignment. Now, we do know we're supposed to advance the kingdom and win souls and make disciples. Everybody's supposed to do that. But everybody doesn't do it in the same way, in the same manner. All right. And so you got to train and equip your people to walk out the vision that God has given you. All right. And we stop making those excuses. Wait till later. The Christ returns later. It's getting worse. It's getting bad out here. You're already seeing it in your defeat. You know, one of the things I'm going to begin to close. One of the things I like about the movie called The Matrix, because at the end of the movie, the deep thing was, is that Neo decided to fight the agents. And he got his butt whipped until he got beat to death and he died. But then his girlfriend, who is Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, kisses him, which is a type of worship. So when he enters into worship, God resurrects him and he comes back as a new person. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And this time when they shot the bullets at him, he put his finger like this. He went, he just went like this. And all the bullets just froze. He grabbed the bullet, looked at it, all the bullets fell, and the demon ran towards him, pushing him, and he just was calm and cool. I said, look at this guy. He understood who he was. He absolutely birthed a whole nother person. His matrix was correct. He embraced his teaching. He submitted to the principles of his pastor, and he became a superman and destroyed those agents. Many of you is not the devil on the outside. It's the me on the inside of you. It's enemy. That's why it's called the enemy. It's enemy. So if your me is not trained and equipped, you'll never be able to destroy the agents. And a lot of us are defeated because the system in us is a wrong system. I pray today that you come out the old matrix, come into the new matrix. I pray that the Lord anoints you to do something different you've never done before. Now, I got to go. Now, I need you to see you tomorrow at 11 o'clock at 133 Belmont Avenue, Pastor Melina Easton's church, Grace of God Church. We're coming to celebrate her 17-year anniversary. Please come, church. Please come, dress appropriate. All my people, please, as we go to celebrate the 17-year anniversary of Pastor Melina and Grace of God Church. Don't forget the Matrix of Mike brunch. 25th of January, 12 p.m. to 4 o'clock, $29.95. Go to the Cash App. Spots are going. Kenny Bobby and his singing. Come on. Bring your vision sheet. We're going to pray over them for 2020. I got to go. God bless you. Love you.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night, feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. If chronic pain is preventing you from leading a full and active lifestyle, then it's time to visit Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists. As a Blue-friendly service provider, Oasis understands that each person's situation is unique and that each person's healing plan needs to be customized for individual injuries and conditions. Featuring board-certified and fellowship-trained physicians, Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists will have you back on your feet and back in the game. Schedule your appointment today by visiting www.blueorthopedic.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit VisitBlue.com. VisitBlue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you're looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you are looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you found it. DDVRadio.com offers programs such as Between Two Blue Balls, Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.